A reading from Matthew chapter 21, the parable of the wicked tenants. There was a landowner who planted out a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. The tenant seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come to kill him. Let us kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes." The word of the Lord. About a year ago, I was coming home in the bus one evening, and a man got in and sat beside me a couple of stops later. He was puffing badly. And I said to him, "Did you have a run for the bus?" And he replied, "Yes." So we started chatting. Now, the man had come from China and had been quite a few years here in Auckland. And I asked him what had been the best thing about Auckland for him. And he said, "The fresh air." I was completely stunned. I'd never considered the air much at all. But since then, nearly every morning when I open up the windows and the doors in the house, I think of that man and his appreciation of the gift of fresh air. This is perhaps what this parable is telling us. Be grateful for all the opportunities we have. Gratitude influences the way we act towards others, towards the people around us, towards the opportunities we're given. It's a bit like what Shakespeare says of mercy in his play, The Merchant of Venice. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as the gentle rain from heaven. It blesses the one who gives and the one that takes. So gratitude is a bit like that as well. In fact, where there's lack of gratitude for opportunities, resources, goodness of others, then everything becomes commoditized, even the workers. We can fail to respect those entrusted to us, the resources entrusted to us. If we're grateful for them, we're ready to share them with others. And perhaps this is what gives meaning to the last part of today's reading. The stone rejected becomes the cornerstone. And we see that in history, social history, political history, economic history, whatever is at the bottom of the pile at one era gradually overthrows what is at the top of the pile. It happens in the rhythm of the waves on the seashore. It happens in the weather patterns. And it happens with us human beings. One thing, the bit unacknowledged or rejected, becomes the powerful force of the future.